T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. We have the Jonas Brothers in studio.
Hello.
And we got a little montage of some of your hits. Let's go with it. Pushing me away. Every last word, every single thing you say. Pushing me away. Try to stop me now.
You, baby. Come on, girl. This is an SOS. Don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line. It's you. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things. I'm a sucker for you.
Everyone put it together with Jonas Brothers. Welcome to the studio.
Nice.
Nice little medley action. I like it.
The cool thing about hearing like the montage about it is, well, one, the energy you guys have right now. You seem excited.
Oh, man. We're
over
the moon.
Yeah, right? To be doing it. And also just the different sound. It's great, man. It really gets everyone moving here.
I know. How does that feel to hear that music and then see you guys being back here now together? Is it kind of a surreal moment?
It's bizarre, I mean, just to hear the journey we've taken. And then there's all the stuff in between, too. There's the 6.5, almost 7 years where we weren't working together, and Joe was doing DNC, I was doing my solo stuff. And to be in the spot now where we're kind of combining those sounds and the Jonas Brothers sound and back in front of our fans, it's a really special moment for us.
What was that conversation like when you guys kind of sat down and you're like, okay, we want to do this. We want to get back together, start making music. Who kind of like headed up that conversation and how'd it go?
Nick was definitely the person who started the conversation, but there was multiple, a lot of talks over the last year. It kind of started with the documentary we shot. January of last year we started shooting, and just to kind of tell the story about what we did for 15, 20 years. And that conversation...
20 years?
Well, music, I guess. Sorry,
man, we've been doing this
music
for a while.
In general. Yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years. I don't know about you guys. Been slacking. Just been like trying to kind of just tell our childhood, and then that kind of shifted into, but what if we did this again? What that would look like? And from there, we made an album, and we just keep writing, recording. It happened quite quickly.
I mean, for us, like, you know, radio folks or people that didn't know it was coming, it was like one of those situations where, you know, on a Monday here, oh, Jonas Brothers is getting back together, doing a tour. And then the song Sucker drops. You're like, whoa, they're real. Like, that's a real thing. It's not like they've all hit hard times and needed to tour. Like, you guys are, like, that song is a beast.
Thank you.
We're really proud of it. It's crazy to see the reaction. We have been trying not to look at charts and things like that, but you can't help but peep it. And
of course.
More than anything, it's just great to see that around the world people are reacting to it, and the fans are showing up and as supportive as they've ever been.
And good decision, by the way, to make your first song about the women in your lives, I have to say.
It's always a good choice.
That works out.
How did that come up? How did that song kind of come to be?
Well, Ryan Tedder has been a partner with us for this album. I mean, he's been amazing. He came in and kind of helped us crack the code of what we wanted the sound to be like. And Sucker was one of the first songs he presented to us, and we just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. We're like, this is amazing. And the video, Anthony Mandler, who is a fantastic video director, who retired from making music videos and now he's making movies, he came back out of retirement and made this kind of little movie with us. Uh-huh. And we were thinking who could be the love interest, and it only made sense that we got our girls in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the really cool part about, you know, your guys' story. You guys are all individually successful, and the people in your life are successful, and it's really cool to see everyone be able to shine and have their own moment, especially in that music video.
It does feel like a lot of fun, and it made it easy on set. You're not, like, meeting somebody for the first time, and it was like just a party. I mean, we're out in this huge mansion in England and kind of just having fun, and we had a dance party at one point, and it just was like, all right, cool, we'll keep everything in the video.
And were the girls all on board when you brought it to them? What did you guys, how did you present it to them?
Completely.
They're team players. I think even Sophie said that she wanted to be in the video at some
point. She did. She's like, when am I going to be in your music video?
She was a fan of the Jonas Brothers, right?
Kind of. She was more of a fan. She's more of a Bieber fan.
Okay.
That's funny.
So I had to get used to that when we first met, which was fine. I mean, literally, it's a little creepy. Like, I'd walk into her childhood bedroom and there were still like pictures of Bieber on the wall. I was like, okay.
It's time to take those down.
It's war.
No, I love it. We're all Bieber fans here. You know?
That's super interesting,
who doesn't
too.
Love Bieber?
Of course.
That, you know, Game of Thrones is arguably one of the biggest, you know, appointment television at this point. And she's like, I don't care about that stuff right now. I want to be, when am I in a music video? This
exactly.
is ridiculous.
Yeah. What's more important here?
I know.
Which
I won
Game of Thrones.
I love that. Well, the trailer just dropped today too.
Yes.
Did you watch?
Oh my god!
It's
we just watched it in the car over here. It's so amazing. I can't wait.
So you guys know what happens, though, right?
We don't. She won't tell us.
Wow.
Irritating.
We're just thrilled to watch it. I mean, I feel like for her, she keeps talking about how she wants to be a part of these parties. Because I would throw like every Sunday would be a viewing party with signature cocktails and things like that. And so she's like, I want to be a part of this. And I was like, done.
You're like, nah, that's nah, this
now
is
now I'm
going
to start selling tickets. You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Appearance fees.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, I would think about that too, because obviously you guys have such a artistic family. People are so interested in you know, your love lives, and you have these amazing girlfriends. I want to know what Thanksgiving's like at your house, or like family dinners. Do you guys talk about the industry? Do you like what is kind of take us there?
There's a lot of music. I mean, we're a pretty musical family, and our extended family is musical. But you know, it is also very different because we are we're all in different places. Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin lives in Jersey with his wife and kids, and Joe's in New York, and I live out here. So when we meet up, you know, for the holidays, it's kind of when we're not working together now, so it's a little bit of just relaxing, eating some great food, having some good drinks, and kicking back with the fam.
And just talking about just life. I mean, it's cool that all three of you guys are kind of at different phases, right? With married, with kids, newly married, you know, engaged. Who's planning the bachelor party?
Oh, it's actually our party?
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, we kind of always said that. We said the same thing about Nick's. We were just like, so it's our party, but you
whatever
can't attend.
We want to do.
Exactly.
You're kind of like a hostage at your own bachelor party.
Yeah, 100%. I can't wait. I mean, whatever these guys plan, I'm sure it's going to be an event.
Amazing.
Do you know anything about it yet? Like where it's going to be?
Apparently they said there's going to be tequila maybe there.
Well,
that's a safe bet.
All right.
As far as I know.
I'll only drink if you're going to drink.
All right, cool. I'll have one or two maybe.
Feels like I'll put hands in the middle like, are we going to drink on three? Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Since Joe, you're getting married this summer, right?
Yeah.
Have Kevin and Nick given you any advice on marriage yet? Or what would your advice be to him?
I mean, Nick's pretty fresh to it, but Kevin's got almost 10 years this year, which is amazing.
Jeez.
But you know, I think
we're all different.
Yeah. The beautiful thing is that we're all so different, and even our relationships are so different, and the way we like kind of treat the relationship. So I kind of do my own thing, but that's the beauty of it. And I think it's nice that I can watch them and learn from their mistakes so I don't make the same ones.
There
you
go.
Perfect.
And what else are you guys most looking forward to with this tour coming up? What are you doing? How are you doing things differently this time around, would you say?
We talked a lot about how to keep things healthy, just on a relationship level with each other. And that's just being open and transparent. And, you know, it is a very different time in all of our lives, so it's going to require us looking at this from a different lens. And so I think, you know, knowing that we can all continue to have individuality within this group creatively and personally is super important to us. For instance, you know, Joe with DNCE can keep doing what he wants to do there, and we'll plan our stuff accordingly. And I'll continue to do movies and music, and we're gonna have fun with it. You know, I think the key is to just not take ourselves too seriously, enjoy the ride, and know that, you know, we're gonna have a good time with this one.
You guys have a natural fluidity in terms of like being creative and doing your own thing, and I think like hearing that is so cool, because I think what it's gonna do is inspire. You know, everyone wants the that group, get back together, do your thing, but we always draw these hard lines of solo career, group. I think what you guys are doing, you're making it so seem so natural that you're gonna kick off just fans of everybody like, look, they can do it. You can do your own thing and a group.
I think, you know, we can't speak for every band or group out there, but we did work through a lot of stuff in last year. And that took us sitting down and kind of talking about things that you don't want to talk about, or the skeletons in the closet, and saying, look, like we did this, or I said this, and I know that hurt you or it hurt me, and kind of just going through it, forced therapy in a way on camera too, on this doc. So that helped. So I think, you know, there's a lot of bands I want to see get back together in groups. Mm-hmm. But, you know, keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we will hopefully set the example. I'd like that.
Have there been any big blowouts yet? Any big fights? And what is that involved? Like, is it more like what you eat for dinner, or is it like music stuff?
Have you? It really hasn't been much, but when we were doing stuff through getting through the therapy of the doc, let's say, we definitely had conversations that we've never had before, which I think was obviously needed. It brought us here today, but at the same time, it was nice to be able to hear each other out and hear different perspectives and also respect the different perspectives that we were going through with different things.
I mean, because as you evolve as a human being, you know, you guys started so young.
Right.
And you're kind of, and at that point, you're not even really in control of like the image and who you are and your artistic sensibilities. Mm-hmm. And you become a grown person. You can just see by looking at you guys, like different energies, different looks, different, and the things you've created since and the fields you've gone down. It seems like you have to have that moment where like, hey guys, we're grown-ups now.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely. And there is an album coming, right? You guys are working on a full length album.
Completely.
We've got enough music to do two albums. I mean, we're sort of, you know, we've been so inspired by all this and been lucky to collaborate with some great people, Ryan Tedder, Greg Kirsten, Mozella, that we just said, you know what, let's keep it going. So we're just going to keep writing, and wherever it takes us, we'll see. But at the moment, there is for sure going to be a body of work, an album of some kind, and a tour later on this year, and we just can't wait.
An album. Oh, so the album will be out in 2019, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea, make sure she can drop that news. For sure.
I was so excited when I found out you guys are getting back together. We, Tamara and I, over here, we kind of had like a dance party in the studio, so we're super excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And when we the reaction we've gotten from playing Sucker has been one of like people like, yeah, and it's not just like we're excited they're back, but actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Which can, you know, sometimes I can get lost in the shuffle. We appreciate you guys coming in, hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Guys.
Looking forward to following the journey. I know Chelsea's especially.
is the best concert.
She really put on she really looked good today. Like, not that she doesn't always look good. But you know what, to be fair, I wore a jacket. I didn't just wear a hoodie and sweats today. So, you know, it was a big
thanks for putting the jacket on.
Yeah, buddy, anytime.
Step up your game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.